You can be forgiven if you think it's gotten more difficult for Americans to visit Cuba. Tourism by Americans to Cuba is down, and some U.S. airlines have cut back on flights. But if you want to go, you can. With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Yes, President Trump said he'd reverse some of the Obama administration's liberalization of rules to Cuba. Yes, the island nation was affected by the last hurricane, but the damage was slight. And yes, your trip must fall into one of 12 categories to make it legal, but those categories are pretty broad. Academic programs, research trips, visiting family, religious activities, participating in the arts or sports, all those are legitimate reasons to visit. But by far the most liberal category is people-to-people visits. In the case of Cuba, you can play it safe by signing up for an organized tour. And there are dozens of tour companies, such as Inside Cuba and Smithsonian Journeys, that meet all State Department requirements. Or you can take a cruise ship. Carnival Cruises, for example, offers a number of 4- and 5-day cruises for less than $100 a day per person. You'll find more travel info at rmworldtravel.com.